Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
You know him. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smellgood, the international
call. Interface complete.
Yeah, y'all already know what time it is, man. Let me get my motherfucking shit crunk, man. Because this is motherfucking Indie Tuesday, man. You know what I'm saying? It's time for the indie artists to get their maximum shine on, you know what I'm saying? 5 days a week, you know, your brother, he get most of his talk on, you know what I'm saying? So we take time out, you know, besides Friday when we feature artists, you know what I'm saying? It's Feature Friday. Make sure all you artists out there, entertainers, anybody trying to get an interview, hit me up, you know what I'm saying, smellybtr@live.com, man, you know what I'm saying, I got a lot of music sent to me, shouts out to Miss PC, you know what I'm saying, and WDDK, I'm going to go and get the complete information, but shouts out to Miss Computer Lavy and Swag City Radio, there you go. That's why I sent some of the music to, and they sent me a respond back thanking me for the music. Shouts out to Vita Star, Cedric J, Goofy Bone. Who else I sent the music to? Sent the music to a couple of different people, you know what I'm saying, just so everybody can you know, have a little something for their show or whatever. Sent it to New Zealand. I sent it to Australia. So it's out there, people. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely out there. And that's how we do. We network and keep it real, keep it true. So 2 hour power up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? And I got some music y'all ain't never heard, of course. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what type of show this is. And, of course, I'm going to be playing a couple of hits, you know what I'm saying, right here live that's on the show. You know what I'm saying? So let's see what I want to get into first that y'all ain't heard. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of music, man. Shouts out to Kate Jones. Shouts out to Bobby Treacherous. Shouts out to Creek. You know what I'm saying? These are all people that be sending me music. You know what I'm saying? You send me cuts, man. You send me drops. Like Six Figures sent me a drop. And y'all going to hear that in a few. You know what I'm saying? My dog sent me a drop. Put the boy in the game. And before I play his song, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let y'all hear that. You know what I'm saying? So let's go and start out with Sleepy Little Thug. This is Big Mac Stacks. You know what I'm saying? Straight out the 8-1 tray. We're going to take this thing all the way around the world. And I do mean the world. When you come on the show, tweet the show for me. You know what I'm saying? That's real. It's going down live right here. Time for Indie Tuesday. BMT. Let's go.
My goons rest in the trap.
see my whole fleet pack is large. Fiend for more cream, savage paw, I blast and all. When that cheddar's needed, I'm that fella screaming. Cross the water, marauder, raising hell for season. Hey, let's get it, I am with it. Got the limit and my thoughts off, go a mile a minute. Look, SH about to strap up, but cake trying to add up. You hate, bet I mask up. Whoa, hug your brakes, up your pace, boy. I put my thugs in place, plus buttons on your safe pay. Tough, tough, better get your burner. Trying to get triple stacks like a Wendy's burger, you heard?
Big Mike Spice, count me in for all of that. As a matter of fact, my niggas just hit me back. As a matter of fact, my goons rest in the trap. Just for a couple of stacks, you could feel the impact. Big Mike Spice, count me in for all of that. As a matter of fact, my niggas just hit me back. As a matter of fact, my goons rest in the trap.
Right there, that was my dog right there, Sleepy Motherfucking Thug. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down real big, man. He be rapping the bay, you know what I'm saying? Rapping the city. This is what we do. Sleepy Little Thug, that's Big Mike Stacks. You know what I'm saying? We back to back, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing but good music right here. And I'm letting y'all know every artist that I motherfucking play up on this song, bitch. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep it real, keep it trill. Today is time for some motherfucking indie music, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play this for my motherfucking nigga, Vice Grip. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of crabs out this motherfucker, man. Pussy-ass niggas out there trying to hate on your boy. You know what I'm saying? Especially Milkgate walkie-ass niggas. And all the motherfucking crony-ass bitches that hang with them. You know what I'm saying? This is for you hoe-ass niggas, man. And then the hoe-ass niggas that's riding like this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Popping up a red. Oh, but mine. Popping up a red. Don't want this ever. Fight against each other, more than all we help each other. Racism and each crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Rubbing a barrel, so bad man. Take another human life just to eat your meal. How do you feel when you eat your meal from the blood of destruction? How do you sleep? Drink from the blood of corruption. Robbing a barrel, so bad man. Don't want me to survive.
Fight. What to do? This cute phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Yeah, right there. Shouts out to We Lit, well educated and literate, doing their thing real big. We do got the motherfucking hemp pop, aka marijuana flavored lollipops, and Chewy's coming back on the Tampa streets. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be sweeping them hard. Everybody been asking your boy, you know what I'm saying, what's up with the lollipops? What's the lollipops? And about to put y'all on your ass one more again. You know what I'm saying? It's time for Indie Tuesday. This is Trill. This is past the motherfucking throat. Well, that was Trill past it, bro.
It's another Trill hit. The nigga man on track. Grind on the guitar. Shit, fuck with it. Just pass the media, pass the throw. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke. Yeah. All day we getting high, some laughing down on the back of the road. Yeah. Just pass the media, pass the throw. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke. Yeah. All day we getting high, some laughing down on the back of the road. Just cost me, but I want some dro. That regular shit just don't cut it no more. Niggas claim they blowing fire, but a nigga like me, I can smell your lies. I'm used to me, so can't give a swag. If you got some dro, I want to get a bag. I keep a piece white eye for that. Bust it down the back, cause I'm about to enter my sack off in this blunt. I bite it up and inhale, and let smoke caress my front. I ain't gotta stir a lie, but a nigga gotta have the best. If it's kids, then you gon' choke when that smoke enters your chest. Yeah, that's what I need. That's right, my nigga. No stick stems or seed. No sack full of shade. Just jaws full of bud. So keep it in mind when you're fucking with me, cause a nigga don't blow no duds. So fired up and passed to me, cause a tree nigga gotta stay blow.
Gotta stay blow. I gotta stay blow.
Just pass to me and pass the throw. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke. Yeah. All day we getting high. Some laughing down on the back of the road. Yeah. Just pass to me and pass the throw. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke. Yeah. All day we getting high. Some laughing down on the back of the road.
I get high, nigga. I get blow.
Get blow.
I keep that reefer smoke blowing out my nose.
Out my nose.
Nigga, how you want, but a nigga like we smoke till all the wood gone. I'm a wee head. My niggas are I need more than the zone. Yeah. Talking pounds, the boy, I need good to get high. For smoking bullshit, cause I keep a sack full of that fire. When the men draw up some perk, I'm gonna keep my blunts full. I smoke the blunt in the parking lot and the whole crowd I done fool.
Can I hit that?
Hell no, treat this blunt for me and my folk.
Okay.
You got some chain with 10 on, then you can hit my dope.
I got
don't 10. Think a nigga been green, this is good, thanks that I blow.
Perk.
So roll the white off and let the reefer smoke blow. Nah, I'm high,
I'm high,
and I'm blow.
I'm
I looked at my stack and seen I had one more. Rolled the blunt and fired it up.
Fired up.
Now me and my nigga, we both fucked up. Just pass to me and pass the troll. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke.
Yeah.
All day we getting high, from my lap it down on the back of the road.
Yeah.
Just pass to me and pass the troll. Me and my nigga, we love to smoke.
Yeah.
All day we getting high, from my lap it down on the back of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, we still smoking. Every day. Now y'all just feel my homeboy Brian on this motherfucking guitar. This some Trill shit, nigga. Plus Great Danger. Nothing but a motherfucking classic. Shit. And I'm finna go smoke, folks. And I hope you smoking too. Keep it 100, nigga. Trill.
Fucking Trill right there, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's called Past the Throat. Like I told that nigga, man, I'm old school, dawg. You gonna have to come clean, you know what I'm saying? But, dawg, let me let y'all motherfuckers know.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Yeah, but like I told Trill when I first talked to them cats, you know what I'm saying? I said, hey, man, that's the old Magic motherfucking song, Puff Puff, Past the Throat. Y'all smoking that regular shit. Come on in, pass it, pull, pass it. Come on now, you know what I'm saying, nigga? I ain't nobody sleep on that shit. I ain't no motherfucking. You know what I'm saying? I know my motherfucking music. Anyway, let me beam somebody up in this motherfucker 408 in this yutz.
Yo, what's up, people? What's up, people?
What's up, indie artist?
Hey, what's up? It's Goofy Bum from Bruce Sky Entertainment. What's up, Milwaukee in the house, nigga?
Goofy Bum! Unshots out to the Goofy Bum. You know, everything is un around this motherfucker. Fucking with them niggas. It's all backwards and shit, so... unhello, nigga. What's happening? You know what I'm
saying? Hey, nigga, I just called to say goodbye because you know what
that
I mean.
That nigga was moving the goddamn broke ass gay walkie. Damn. Oh, what they do that at?
I tell you this, my nigga. Check this out. Goofy Bone has been hit with a hard one. These motherfucking. I had my funds put on hold. I went to the bank right now. The motherfuckers told me that I have to call this federal number. And I'm like, what the fuck? Are you serious? And I'm dead serious. I got to call a fucking, and I'm even fucking debating this to even call this motherfucker. Because then they're going to come ransack my house. They're going to come take all my shit. And I'm gonna be motherfucking, and I'm gonna be Milwaukee. Can't
leave all your motherfucking. One thing I don't do though, I don't trust no fucking banks, man. I don't, my god.
Money. Well, you know, I only have money in the bank to pay the bills, so I just write checks, and then boom, it looks like you know I'm official.
Well, y'all ain't got the prepaid debit cards.
Nah. My bills, shit, they ain't got no debit cards for no $1,500 motherfucking, shit.
What these is preloadable debit cards, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, the preloadable.
With the little Visa logo on it.
Yeah,
that's all
do,
I do.
But they only have limits to 2,000.
I shit only 1,000. Well, yeah, I'm just saying you couldn't use that to set up for no automatic shit.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? But you can use that to pay your bill, keep your little cash.
Well, you know, it ain't no thing to me because I mean I have a safe. I'm smart and shit, and I have a lot of chunk in there. So it's only gonna be used for emergencies, and I guess this is an emergency. But I'm like, fuck, man, are you dead serious? Because I had this little Asian chick at the bank, fine as fuck, but she won't let me hit it though. Even though I speak her language, she's scared. But anyways, she called me, and she told me that my funds have been, placed on hold, and I have to call a federal number. And then she was asking me, did I do anything bad? I'm like, what the hell did I do? I don't do nothing bad. And then she's like, only people who really do, serious shit will get fucking hit like this. And I'm like, damn. And I only have, what? Not even $4,000 in the bank. You know what I mean? I can understand if I had like $20,000 or
something.
I had $4,000 in the bank. You know what I mean? But there's times where I've deposited $6,000, deposited $8,000, $10,000 in the bank. I mean, no, not $10,000.
Yeah, you can't even do up to 10.
Yeah, I can't go to 10. No, no.
Yeah, you fucked up looking crazy in a bit.
I've gone. Yeah. But fuck, no. I've deposited some chunks of change, and they were all motherfucking we slang CDs, you got 20s, 5s, it looks like, you got like $10,000, but it's all in 10s and 5s and shit like that. And then, they trip out because, we got to sit there and count them all and da-da-da-da. And, I don't have no, you would have a business license if you would come in with that kind of, chunk of change. But it's like, whatever. You know what I mean? Shit. Take the $4,000. I'll lose $4,000. I don't give a fuck. Give it to Milwaukee. Milwaukee called the fucking cops on me. Hey, this nigga's blinging, man. How does he do? He ain't got no job. This blood talk pain, this motherfucker. Shit. But oh well. Just a day in the life of Goofy Bone, I guess.
Yeah, know that.
Fuck it.
day in life. I don't live off of that cash capital shit anyway, so.
Well, yeah, you know, I still got some change to last me a good motherfucking while, where I probably thinking, hey, Smelly, is there, like, any little cheap apartments where I got to go stay over there, you know what I mean, brother? Shit. Because, I mean, you know.
Yeah, Florida, nigga, you come up now.
All my doings is from slanging CDs, you know what I mean? That's all my revenue has been for the last 3 years. Slanging CDs.
Man, that's the life shit. Motherfucking life. I know a bitch can't tell me because I was there. I used to make $2,500 a month, you know what I'm saying, easily.
That was
after expenses, you know what I'm saying? That was after I done paid this motherfucking dude $50 a day to pick me up. I just paid this little nigga $50 a day to come pick me up from the house and drop me off to my motherfucking block, go run your goddamn errands, and come back and pick me motherfucking up. Pay for the nigga gas, plus food, plus game $50 on top, every single motherfucking day.
Hey,
I maintained,
you know,
this for, I don't even know, until he bitched up on me, started crying and shit, talking about I was talking to his ass like a drill sergeant. Bitch, I'm paying you $50 a day, and you can't get your lazy ass up to come pick me up on time. What fuck kind of shit is that? I ain't finna cuss your ass out.
Yeah.
Shit. Fuck.
Hey,
up.
But you know what the funny thing is, Smelly? I was like, fuck. I was like, okay, because I always slang by myself, and I was like, okay, let's see how Smelly is, you know. That's how you know when you're professional. Me and Smelly just looked at each other, and then right there, CDs, you got CDs in. You want some CDs,
hey, we got that on the...
That's
y'all
how
see
we know.
That shit.
That's how you know,
man.
When you're professional. You know what I mean? We just,
man.
It was just like, we just looked at each other and then boom. You got CDs right here, people. We got $2 holler right here. New music from California.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We just
Florida, Cali, Flow Cali. This is
Florida music right here.
Hey,
that's
man.
Music.
That shit that was funny. And got a little old, I don't know where he's from. Some foreign dude came up, you know what I'm saying? Spent a little something with your boy. Couple people stopped, but then we got the one group of white girls that told us we was selling the shit too cheap, about to cuss our ass out. You know?
She wanted to give us more money. I was like, no. No.
You're feeding the purpose, bitch. Buy some more
CDs. It's the purpose.
And give
them get out there. It's like I'm not, like I told Red Shades last night, I'm out there helping you guys get out there, plus myself. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, I'm going to motherfucking make millions off these guys. You know what I mean? Like, for real. $2 holler. Y'all want
get
some drum CD? Shit, that's 10 cents a CD. That's fine.
You know what I'm saying? See,
you
everybody
what
they
mean?
Cut. Everybody what they cut off of these motherfuckers and shit. That's
and, then and then I'm going to take a $200 advance for promoting you as my promoter fee. So, I mean, come on. It's like, shit, I'm for real. I'm doing it for the people and myself. Because I'm not alone in this boat. We all in this bitch together.
Oh,
and I said, fuck it. If someone's not down enough to do it, Goofy Bone will be.
I told you, dog. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'll be in Bucharest slanging my motherfucking CDs. You know what I'm saying?
No, but that's how I knew. I was like, damn, you know, Smelly, you motherfucking professional. Bruce be out there with me, man. He's all shy. And he goes, oh, no, I'll
fuck
pick the
that.
Right motherfuckers.
Motherfucker. The oldest lady is going to be the bitch that's going to buy that motherfucking CD from you. You feel me? The motherfucking little old lady that you think is timid and scared, well, that's the goddamn juking your grandma and shit that actually want to listen to your shit. All these old fag-ass bitches that just want to talk about your prices and all the other fuck shit, you know what I'm saying, don't want to buy. They want to buy, but they don't want to buy. You know what I'm saying? Then when you go to give it to them, then they're like, oh, why are you giving it to me? Bitch, get your ass on out of with that shit. Hold on, man. Let me beam some motherfuckers up in this.
Okay, nah, but I'm just telling the truth, you know?
No, really?
Smelly, that's how I knew. I was like, damn, because this motherfucker's on my level. Because I'm serious. When I'm out there with Bruce, that's why I only do it alone. When I'm out there with Bruce, he's there, like, picking motherfuckers. Like, oh, okay, I'm going to pick this guy right here. And I'm like,
no.
You hit up everybody.
You see me. I ain't going to fuck, really, about the dude that was already hustling. But that's just a respect. That's a hustle of respect. You see a nigga already on the grind, I don't give a fuck if he hiding in the cut on a milk crate. You know what I'm saying? That's how that nigga, that just make it better for you. You know he ain't out on his hustle. So what we did, well, we stepped across, right across the street into where it seemed to be more traffic moving than where the fuck he was actually standing at. And that bitch spent his whole entire time watching us get our fucking hustle on.
He
took them all off of
his
game.
And his little bitch. He sat
straight
down with
up.
His backpack and his little bitch, acting hard. Didn't sell a motherfucking thing while me and Sally are just slanging.
Yeah, that shit was crazy, man. 813, man, y'all up in the motherfucking building, man. Let me get my porn music started. You know what I'm saying?
What up? Hillsborough County, your boy Ashwood. What's good?
Right.
What's up, boy? We got
2813 calls up in here. Who else from 81 Trey? What's that?
Shout out to the 81 Trey, Tampa Flow. Is up? Yeah. Shout out to Mother Nose and Red Shades up in the chat room.
Okay, here we go. All right, that's what time it is. Appreciate the love, people. You know what I'm saying? Come and represent. Tampa, man, I know Ashwood. Who the other 813 to call is?
This app, man.
Goddamn, Tony up in this motherfucker. Ah, shit. Hey, if y'all need y'all motherfucking lawn care maintenance or landscaping needs, y'all need to hit up my dog, Amps. I cut all your shit for the low lawn care and mold stove.
That's T-Money, Tampa Bay. Number is 813-433-0037. If you need your lawn done, you need your anything, we do it. No jobs.
Need some illegal trees cut back when these motherfuckers, shit. Call us at after 12. We got an after 12 number. Yeah. We can get that dub for you. Y'all got to hit that after 12 a.m. number of it. We'll meet. We're going to meet at the Walmart, right? I'm going to pick you up, and then we're going to go to the prospective place. Now, I'm going to drop you off at the corner, and then I'm going to go do the job so you can verify what I'm doing. Then I'm going to drive around the corner, come back, pick you up, take a picture of it, and then we're going to leave. All right,
hey,
everybody got that. That's how we're going to get down.
All right, I sure appreciate that call out, Dave.
T, man, what's the deal, man? What's happening with you?
Too much happening. You know how the economy is. A brother got to do what he got to do. Anything counts, as long as it's legal, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, what is legal? Shit, what is legal under an illegal government? Oh, shit. Did I say that? My bad. I didn't mean that.
You fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they know how they. Well, hey, everybody got to use their own discretion.
Your discretion is advised.
Man, let me show y'all something. I'm finna subliminally fuck with y'all real quick. This is how the government fuck with y'all. All right, when y'all be watching TV and all that shit, let me show y'all something, man. Hold on.
Wanna have some fun tonight?
Bring everybody back. But y'all listen to this shit. Some true shit.
Sexual desire.
Precisely.
I believe we need to encourage personal responsibility so people are accountable for their actions. I will insist on performance.
All the action you can handle, we can keep you up all night. That's right, guys.
Together,
we know what you're looking for.
$750,000.
I trust you with some of the budget surplus.
Want to have some fun tonight?
Corrupt politicians.
They'll never say no.
Government
action
for sale.
Get in on the steamiest one-on-one you've ever dared to share. All the action you can handle. We can keep you up all night.
Violent crime and corruption. Corrupt politicians.
Violent felons.
And I believe in government that is responsible to the people.
Taken more than $750,000. Is justice for sale?
We should help people live their lives. I believe we're forced to surplus you go back to people to pay the bills.
Politicians for sale. After a union leader and big contributor complained about a ruling made the only justice to reverse herself in the case.
Personal responsibility.
You know what you're looking for, and you'll get it. That's right, guys. All the action you can handle. Sexual desire.
Is for sale. Corrupt. Is justice corrupt?
Friendly is sexiest girl.
For sale.
Get in on the hot talk. Action all night. Never say no. Never say no. Never say no.
corrupt politicians. Violent crime and corruption.
What's needed for prosecutor?
I trust
experience.
I trust you to invest some of your own Social Security money for
corrupt
sexual desires.
For sale.
I believe we need to encourage personal responsibility so people are accountable for their actions. I believe we need to encourage
corrupt politicians
so people are accountable for their actions. And I believe in government that is responsible to the people.
Corrupt politicians.
Government that is responsible to government.
For sale.
Experience putting people in jail.
For sale, for sale, for sale.
And we respect them together.
Well, this is what I say to your government. Show your ass out the motherfucking window with that bullshit. Sound like a motherfucking monkey screaming. Our government sound like a bunch of screaming bitches, you know what I'm saying? A bunch of hoe ass bitches. It's all good, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, I ain't stopping shit.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
That's why I had to tell the government, you know what I'm saying, when they sitting my motherfucking ass off and shit, they ain't bring a nigga back yet, you know what I'm saying? Come back to some old shit.
Oh
like
my
this.
God. That's marijuana. Good stuff too. Oh man. Oh my God. Oh. All right. Yeah, that's how we doing in Reno. Mm-hmm.
Know what time that is? Shit. Yeah, I had to work that song real quick. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know who in the motherfucking building?
Dogs, everybody, dog, everyone's dogs is ready.
God damn right, we up in the motherfucking building. Let me bring some more motherfuckers back on here. We're gonna get back into this music, y'all, cause this is time for Indie Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna hit this hard transporter beam so I can bring everybody up in this bitch at once. Put my Space Jam. Let's see if we can do it, people. Is everybody up in this motherfucker? Nobody in the bitch.
We here.
Oh, this bitch was like crapshoots. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to shake these motherfuckers up again and throw them some bitches on back out. You know what I'm saying? Get some snake eyes going on up in this bitch. Snake eyes. 7-11. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but T-Man, I know you've been in corners and shit. You know what I'm saying? Where you at? You in the hood?
I'm in the hood at the neighborhood right there at the Dover.
Oh,
gonna let the grass grow, but it ain't moving too fast, so I got to move in slow motion right along with it.
Hey, know that. Yeah, this is the best time for me, because, that grass be looking like it's cut every day.
Yeah.
Because that cool weather keep it down.
I'm still clearing it out. 813-433-6037. No job too small. Give us a call.
Know that. Right there. You know what I'm saying? Well, what we do here, people, we feature motherfucking indie artists from all the way around the world. And, of course, you know what I'm saying, I keep it real for my 813 peoples. So, you call in and support me, man, I'm a motherfucker support you know what I'm saying? And this is how we do. Most motherfuckers can't do what I do, though, you know what I'm saying? Which is why I like this song, because y'all motherfuckers got to keep up with me. I'm moving. Shouts out to 186. New San Jose, California. And 813 to all my motherfucking peoples, you know what I'm saying? This is Ashwood. No Sleep
What's
Entertainment
good?
Right here. Just keep up with me, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Highway music. I want you to look out first to the next plane. Roll down your window. Spring.
Keep up with me. They can't 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 keep up with me.
I'm so consistent, homie. I stay on the grind and must be sick, man. Look at my juice, I be shining. It's like I'm different. Flows ahead of my time. Oh, catch me slipping. You know I'm strapped with the iron. You start to tripping. You must be out of your mind. My team is pissing. I'm like my chem in its prime. My style's cocaine. Pour you the water, I'm finding. Add the bacon. But I ain't talking about swine. The times is changing. Replacing names from the charts. Been waiting patient. You see the movement is smart. I'm calculating. And never falling apart. It's aggravating. See See, I'm a work of art. I got them fed up. Straight on my back is the city. I stack my bread up. Tell a DA, come and get me. I keep my head up. Blowing the smoke from the sticky. They try to catch up, but they can't keep up with me. No.
They can't keep up, with me. They can't keep up 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 with me.
These kids the problem, homie. What drugs you on? You know I'm starving. I take a nap after dawn. You gotta guard 'em. I'm a prince like Tayshaun. They call me Harlem. More hits than Barry Bonds. I don't involve 'em. But those who tag along, they try to dodge 'em. I bet they wish I was gone. I made it happen. This is a marathon. Now who you smashing? A bonky bounce on a horn. My chicks is crashing. One of them making me toast. We rose, they passing. Another rolling and choke. The one with the accent. She bathed my body with soap. You worried some action. I'm feeling shorty the most. I travel with homies. G4 is candy painted. You dudes don't know me. Negative, we can't get acquainted. You cats is phony. Fighting my style so changing. You gotta show me. Who better? I can't explain it. Cause
keep up with me. They can't 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 keep up with me.
Rock while on the track. Ashwood.
I got excuses, goddamn computers, man. Shit be freezing up and all that fuck shit on you. Get back into one more cut, man. I'm coming right back to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Red Shades. You know my style. All the way from Boston right there, man. You know what I'm saying? We take this thing all the way around the world, and I do mean the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm going down real big. Let me get y'all some contact info and stuff going on from the artist right here. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, let me get y'all. Ashwood here, everybody up with your contact info real quick. You know what I'm saying? Bless the world with your contact info, man, before I get into another kid's act.
What's up, man? It's your boy Ashwood, man. You could Google me, really. Find out everything about me, ASHW00D. Or you can hit me up on the cell phone, 813-436-1918. It is what it is, man. Ashwood is in the building. Big shout out to DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTB. Fuck them pussy ass niggas, fuck the police. You know what it is, man.
All the above. That's real. So what's your plans for today? You got some projects you're working on, or what's the deal?
Yeah, well, right now, man, believe it or not, man, I'm glad you played that Keep Up song, because I'm actually on the highway right now. I'm in Georgia. I just got to Georgia. I'm heading out here to Thanksgiving to see the family and everything like that. But I'm already.
Oh, yeah. You did say you was already taking off and shit.
Yeah, so I just got to Georgia. I'm about 2 hours away from Atlanta. So big shout out to Jason too from all that Pop Chain Cafe. I'm gonna be popping on tonight. They got a little open mic going on, so do some networking. I had that footage post for y'all when I get back to the city, but just go out there, shout out, some fun tonight.
All right, y'all hear my dog be moving, man. That's a nigga Ashwood right here. You know what I'm saying? And, that was kind of funny because Vice Grip always coming on the show talking about Google me and shit. Google Vice Grip Obama. Vice Grip Obama. That's my nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? That's my motherfucking nigga, though. But, yeah, he come on with that one, boy. You making me laugh. So, you know, we finna get into another cut, man. It's my nigga Gino right here. This is a song he did with for T-Pain, one of these T-Pain-ass contests, but he wasn't auto-tuning on that shit. You know what I'm saying? But this is IB. This is IB Everybody Else. Actually, it's just B Everybody Else. And some new shit coming out of 813 right here that we're going to take this thing all the way across the world. And I do mean the world. Six Figures coming up next after this, people. Yeah, man. This is live. Right here, Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Pride. He was beamed up, bitches. We riding out.
T-Pain.
Now, I need everybody to retweet this episode. You know what I'm saying? Let's tweet go. This episode for your boy, man. Help a nigga out. Hit the little tweet thing right at the bottom. Yeah, man.
You display the right look, perpetrate the right moves. Toenails looking better than your new stiletto shoes. Got a dude at the crib, but he never on his job. More like a flop. Up in your pillow, he lay his socks. He don't got a problem. They ain't home without a goal. Got a POS whip and his rim from rent and roll. I don't know who he is. They can really give a shit. I'm a veteran, baby. He a rookie looking for tips. I don't kiss ass. Relate more to getting cash. Sitting back, poolside, sipping on my cognac. Calm ass niggas, just be sure to never cross his path. Most people cutting back. I prefer to burn grass. Earn stacks like Snoop, but without the perm. Black tinted V catches envy, but they'll live and learn. Turn heads when I ball like a game at Rucker Park. I'm apart from the rest. Roll with them when you walk. Cause shorty, I got a car, I got a crib, and at the mall across the street from where I live, every side of the rim is in my front yard. Understand the scene, many people claim to know, but misinterpret they dreams, think they need what I got, burn weed in a drop, ladies from Belize wanna marry me, get these shots to the heart, cause Cupid baby I'm not, more like a G, riding dirty, look out for the cops, know that I'm not, gonna ever put a front, yeah you thinking I'm a bum, let me tell you where I'm from, palm trees, martinis, and a whole lot of beach, 813 be the code, and we rep it on the street, every day that we wait, till the day we rest in peace. Dedicated to the hustle like a dedicated fiend, and I mean what I say. We ballin' by the bay, something out of nothing, sippin' lemonade in the shade. Every day that's how I spend it, whether broke or getting rich. You could think what you want, I just tell it how it is. Not to mention how I know.
I got a crib, and at the mall across the street from where I live. Every side of the rim is in my front yard.
The world, but it don't mean much. World, my little girl, and nothing come between us. I don't need $1 million of the dubs on the truck. Material love is lust, and we all go turn to dust. So I'd rather spend time with my family and dine cuts. So I don't think giving toast the best fine wine. And that cool, but would probably be better intertwined with a dime. You could like all the features, but love of mine, I don't mind being the man. Got the tap for the drink. From this position, what happens depending on how you think. You could link or could go off course. That's up to you.
you. She don't even got a clue. I'm balling without a juice. Can abuse what you're giving, cause you lose what you got. From a nappy headed boy to the dude in the drop. You can be my boo with my passenger view or not. Either way, I'm balling on the spot. Shorty, I got a car, I got a crib, and at the mall, across the street from where I live, every size of rims is in my front yard. I'm a baller, baby.
Real, I'm sitting here downloading the new Six Figures mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Money is the object. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Six Figures sending me that, you know what I'm saying, sending me that hot shit over. And don't forget, right after this, we got the 186 Deuce Show. You know what I'm saying? We take this thing all the way to San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? Do it real big up to San Jose, 408. Shouts out to the 408 and everybody in between. Shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X, my co-host. She's still up in Toronto, Canada, you know what I'm saying, until December 10th, and then she'll be taking off everywhere. I forgot where she's going. I think it's Jersey and shit. She's heading to Jersey, New York, or somewhere again. And that's what she do. She travels, so big ups to her, man. And don't forget, we got like 11 more minutes left, and then we're going to get into this nutty news, you know what I'm saying, right here. So let me play one more cut. This is E. Moore, Eric Moore. I do all kind of motherfucking music here, so don't be shocked when you hear some real shit.
This is where we fight. This is where they die. Time to touch the minds and hearts of his fans with his art. Yo, who's been hood from day one? Kept the street from the start. Part, prophet of rage, writing his life and time between the minds of every page. Understand the common man. That's why he receives love in every state on any stage. Yo, who made haters' hearts heavy and hated with phrase? Who writes like he's handing his life and hasn't seen his best days? In many ways, he brings himself back to life like soul to soul when he flows and you know. Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, a.k.a. Wordsmith, your favorite poet's favorite poet. I spit a mean 16 for so-called MCs in the booth so they can see I'm a truth. Don't need to be a deaf poet. I don't flow for dosey. I'm just trying to save our young black youth. Gone in 60 seconds. Poof. No smoke, no mirrors. I blast and disappear like Dick Cheney's shotgun. I face off like John Travolta and Nick Cage with any poetry, cause competition is none. One pad plus one pen plus my ability equals the possibility to detect every daughter and son. Won't stop until God says I'm done. Until they find out who killed Biggie and Pac. Until a true MC decides to grab the mic and resurrect real hip-hop. Tick tock, time's a waste. You are now facing the last days of your lives. So what will you do when the truth stands before you? Will you stand like a man and be heard? Or will you get smacked in the face of all four lies? Surprise, surprise, another black boy dies before the age of 25. Now who speaks for that mother who's at a loss for words, bearing a heavy heart and tear-filled eyes? Yo, whose feelings like Jet Li with his ability to touch every heart and mind when it comes to poetry? Here's a hint. First word, first letter, E. Second word, last letter, E. Who made rookies rethink their poems to rewrite their lines? Yo, who holds down one mic entertainment and opens the third eye to the mentally blind? Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, wordsmith blessed with the verbal gift to uplift. And just for the record, since you wanna step to me, now you know who you're fucking with.
Damn. That's Eric Moore right there, people. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down real big. Yeah, Verbal Ink Show. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check him out live on the Verbal Ink Radio. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Standing up for all the, you know what I'm saying, indie spoken word artists out there. Pretty sure we got some motherfucking comments from the Peanut Gallery. So let's take them. Here we go. All right, people, y'all back on the motherfucking Starship. You know what I'm saying? How y'all feel about that track? You know, we always got to get
all body.
Yeah. T, man, what's up? You like that track? You know, that's on some spoken words, some poetry type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, different.
But that's rap before rap was rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, T-Money's still in the house. I'm checking you out.
Oh, okay. What the hell you doing? Sitting in the toilet or something? Taking a shit?
Doing construction work on my own house, boy. Things just that bad. I can't.
What?
So I can do it. If I can do it myself, I'm going to throw in a towel at them.
Yeah, no, damn.
Like I said, no job too small.
Yeah, hey, man, you got to, sometimes you just got to, you got to do it yourself, you know what I'm saying? If they don't, if they don't know, yeah, fuck them then, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we got that, got that 12 o'clock number, you know what I'm saying? Y'all hit us up, you know what I'm saying? We got that midnight number, we get it done, you know what I'm saying? So what are you doing, Ryan? What's up?
There's a lot of brothers out there with their intellect and know-how. They, you know, they should start, you know, expanding, you know, using all that experience for other people that ain't as fortunate and can't get a contract to help a brother out, you know. It's all good because we all the neighborhood.
Yeah, know that, know that. So you can get motherfuckers thinking in that same perspective, you know what I'm saying? Y'all bitches still going to be hiring motherfucking contractors and shit to come peel your goddamn caps back. That's straight up. On this show, man, y'all look out. I got a fine woman that's going to be on the show this week, this Friday, for Feature Friday. Got Miss Jazz Artist, Miss Rita Shelby. She's going to be, you know what I'm saying, on the show. We're going to be holding it down for a real big. And, yeah, y'all need to come by, man. Black woman, hot, right, boy. She looked like a little Michelle Obama and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, oh, she's all about it like that. Yeah, look like she work out, drinking milk, the good milk and shit. You know what I'm saying? Not that processed bullshit, but yeah. We're going to have her on the show, you know what I'm saying, next week coming up. It's and also, who else I got? I got two artists actually on Friday, so it's going to be a hot day, you know what I'm saying? I believe it's Deuce from the city.
Deuce.
Nigga. You know what I'm saying? Got my nigga Deuce, go ahead and get him on, you know what I'm saying, do that thing. And, yeah, that's how we're going to do it. I got some new flavor for the show right now, though. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Kate Jones, who performed her pop song. We got a pop artist coming out of Tampa, Florida. The first motherfucking one that I ever have known in my 30-plus years up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, big ups to Kate Jones. Girl, you on the right radio now. We doing real big. Right here live, this is Starship Smelling Pride. You was beamed up, goddammit, and we was flying. And I mean, we is man. Let's go. What the hell happened with my damn whatchamacallit? But it's all good. Somebody call the operator because I need help. I know y'all ain't heard no motherfucking Pop before. But yeah, we got Pop coming out the motherfucking 813. Shouts out to K Jones right there. That's Operator. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. I got another female coming up in just a second. Vonna Vache. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to make sure y'all hit up. Check out the MySpace and all that. And yeah, this is my nigga Cream Dot. Got him finna play right here. This call is going down. Shouts out to the BK. You know what I'm saying? Brooklyn, New York up there. Doing it real big. Shouts out to Guru. And all my old hip hop heads, man. Coming up after this, we got the motherfucking Nutty News of the Day, y'all. Heat, boy, we got that motherfucking Heat Cream Dot doing it real big right there, yo. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Let me go ahead and get my shit crunk. And give y'all a couple of minutes of this motherfucking news, and then we're going to get back into some more motherfucking heat. You know what I'm saying? So, where the hell is my damn theme music at? Y'all, hold on, people. I got to start my motherfucking theme music right here. You know what I'm saying? You need this ringtone, holler at your boy, man. I know it's jam. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. There we go, people. And your Nutty News Today is provided to you by NuttyNewsToday.com. It's going down real big. Check it out yourself, man. All right, y'all, it's motherfucking business time. I'm going to bring my callers back up in this motherfucking beam them back up. And, you know, I see my nigga Ashwood had to go ahead and play it safe on the road. You know what I'm saying? Because driving and talking, people, is not safe on the motherfucking road, especially when you going on them long-ass trips. You do not want to try to be concentrating on no motherfucking cell phone conversation while you got a bunch of assholes, you know, flying around you and shit, driving on these old crooked, crazy-ass roads. So, remember that, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate the love, though. Shouts out to Ashwood for even calling in and hanging with your boy. You know what I'm saying? There's a real artist doing a real thing, man. You know what I'm saying? We all need support. We all need a little love, you know what I'm saying? So show that shit and you get it right back. And let's get this motherfucker cracking, y'all. All right, we're going to start this thing off in New York. New York City. Well, I think I heard about this, you know what I'm saying? Boy missing for 11 days. Lived in subways. Yeah. Because the mother of a 13-year-old boy with Asperger's syndrome, I don't know what the fuck that is, who was missing in New York City for 11 days, say her son spent the entire time in the subway system. Yeah, the boy's mother, Maricela Garcia, said she felt police were slow to make the case a priority because she's a Mexican immigrant. Maybe because you might not understand how to manage the situation because you don't speak English very well. Because of your legal status, they don't pay you a lot of attention. Yeah, that's fucked up. Let me give y'all some, fuck it. Look up Asperger's syndrome and then y'all figure out why the fuck he couldn't get his ass to the top side. You know what I'm saying? 11 motherfucking days in a goddamn subway. All right, anyways. Let's go to Manila, Philippines, y'all. Where massacre is linked to local elections. Yeah, sound like America. All right, search teams pulled 24 more bodies out of shallow graves in Philippines Tuesday, bringing the death toll to 46 in a massacre linked to local elections, state-run media reported. Yeah. The Philippine government declared a state of emergency in southern parts of the country following Monday's shooting, which government officials called the worst pre-election violence in the country's history. On Monday, the kidnapped group, which included the wife of gubernatorial candidate Ismael Toto Mangudadu, was abducted while in a convoy to file his nomination papers for the May election. He had received threats that he would be kidnapped if he filed the papers himself. All right? Bitch, you thought it was motherfucking playing? Shit. There ain't enough vehicles to stop a motherfucker from doing what they need to do now. If they on that motherfucking mission, they gonna motherfucking get it. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Anyway, you know. We're gonna take this thing to the capital, y'all. Washington, D.C., that is. Where a recall of $2.1 million drop side cribs have been issued. Yeah, okay. Let's see what the fuck happened. More than 2.1 million dropside cribs associated with the deaths of a dozen children over 16 years. Over 16 years? Bitch, what the hell? Are being recalled as part of the biggest crib recall in U.S. history. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission said late Monday the recall involves 1.2 million cribs in the United States and almost 1 million in Canada. All the cribs are made by Canada-based Stork Craft Manufacturing. The cribs being recalled date back to 1993. And nearly 150,000 of the cribs carry the Fisher-Price logo. Yeah, fuck people logo. That's what Fisher-Price is, fuck people logo. That's what they did, just fuck people over. And half y'all babies die in the motherfucking cribs and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But y'all going to hear that, you know, you're going to hear a whole bunch of more shit coming out after that. You know what I'm saying? They will, you know, they'll start doing investigations and, oh, it's happening. Oh, man, fuck that shit. How many years that shit said? How many years that shit went on? Over 16 years? Ain't no motherfucking way, man. Over 16 goddamn years, and you bitches didn't know nothing, or didn't nobody report it, like, hey, man, this carriage just slammed down on my motherfucking daughter's head and shit, you know what I'm saying? Then they killed her, and now she got permanent neck injury and shit. Nobody reported none of that. All right. Anyways. Shouts out to Setty Baby Powder Fresh Jake, representing that Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that new area, y'all. Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Patented by Setty Baby Powder Fresh J and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's real. All right, y'all. Let's go fucking talk about Oprah ass. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know she done left the goddamn TV and shit. Oprah Winfrey says yes to kinky new TV sex fest. And that's why that bitch want the motherfucking Tickle the Pickle Tuesday. All right. That's what's going down on 186 Deuce Radio. Just got that reminder, people. Tickle the Pickle Tuesday. Oprah Winfrey's getting her kinky on with a steamy new cable series about sexually curious L.A. housewife. TV's touchy-feely daytime queen will get down and dirty with the HBO series, which revolves around a married woman who suddenly leaves her husband and kids to act out her secret fantasies in L.A.'s seamy underbelly, according to Variety. The news comes just days after Winfrey announced she's leaving her top-rated Oprah Winfrey show in 2011 after 25 years to focus on her new cable network and endeavors like this one, taking her far afield from her goody-goody daytime image. And that's why the bitch is sitting here crying, because this hoe want to go in and release her sexual oats and shit. And she don't want that shit tied up with all her, oh, go teach your 12-year-old daughter masturbation programs that she put on the Oprah Winfrey show. Bitch, you got life fucked up. Fuck you and Dr. Phil. He probably gonna be on there too, sucking on Oprah titties and shit. See, what you have to do is, you have to take the titty, then you put the nipple in your mouth. See, if you're not sucking the titty incorrectly, see, that is gonna cause post-stress titty syndrome. You can't do that. You understand what I'm saying, Oprah? Okay, hold on, Oprah. Let me demonstrate to the world. Give me your titty. Okay, here we go, people. This is a pretty big titty that I'm holding here, but, you know, this is not your average U.S. titty right here, but this is big enough for the camera to pick up. Okay, you take the titty? Man, motherfuck you motherfuckers. Anyway, we're going back to Washington, D.C., man. Well, guess what? Punk-ass top Republicans are not invited to the first state dinner. Who the fuck cares? You don't need to be that bitch anyways. You ain't doing nothing. Motherfucker. Shit. Yeah, House Minority Leader John A. Boner, or Bonner, however you want to call it, won't be there because he's on Thanksgiving break in home in Ohio. His deputy, Representative Eric Cantor of Virginia, also didn't get an invitation to the dinner. The president didn't invite his 2008 rival, fucking right, Senator John McCain of Arizona, who the fuck would, even though Obama, the candidate, pledged a postpartisan presidency. Fuck that. Bitch, I ain't got to eat with you motherfuckers. Shit. Most senators will be back at their home states during the holiday break, and few Republicans want to return to Washington for a party packed with Democrats. Man, motherfuck all you motherfuckers. Republicans. That bullshit. Goddamn right I'm talking about Oprah. Motherfuck Oprah. Her crazy ass. Damn, Oprah off the fucking meat rack. Bitch want to give up $1 million industry so she can go and get into the $1 billion. Oh, well, give up $1 billion industry so she can go into the $1 billion sex industry. Oprah, nobody don't want to see your fucking saggy ass $1 million titties. I don't need to see no $1 million nipples. Shit. Fuck all that. Not from Oprah. I mean, Shitty Spears is bad enough seeing that bitch, you know what I'm saying, put her titties on the glass and shit. Anyway. Oh, man, shots out that crazy bitch, man. Y'all motherfuckers just get too much money and don't know what to fucking do with it, man. That's the whole problem. Bitches don't even dare to donate shit. And when the last time a bitch donated to some charities and shit, you know what I'm saying? Help feed the fucking hungry. Took out to Africa and made some notable contributions. You know what I'm saying? You never heard about a notable contribution for no motherfucking Oprah Winfrey. And the whole time she ever came from the Harpo motherfucking Oprah to the goddamn $1 billion Oprah she is motherfucking right now. So, no, bitch, you like the president. You don't get no love from me because you black shit. Do something, goddammit. Do something. Make a motherfucking move. Oh, anyway. Yeah, no mom want that damn shitty chicken. That left a nigga with runs and shit. Fuck motherfucking, Boston Market for putting that old goddamn baked greasy ass give you the runs chicken. Yeah, shit, they cleaned America out on that day. Anyways, y'all, we taking this bitch all the way over to Iran. Shouts out to all my insurgent homeboys, you know what I'm saying, going now. Well, morale police, yeah, arrest 12 couples for partner swapping. Ugh, that sound like, y'all white folks be doing that shit here, talking about swanging and shit. We're swangers. Bitch, you ain't swangers. That's nasty. What kind of shit is that? That's what they got. A moral police have arrested a dozen couples for engaging in illicit sexual acts, including swapping partners. The conservative Jamhuri Islami reported, I guess that's their motherfucking Swami newspaper and shit. You know what I'm saying? Reported on Monday. The report said the couples and other individuals were running a website, the Iran Multiplication, which was aimed at promoting illicit sexual relations. The couples were said to have carried out sexual acts in the presence of each other and several times with multiple partners, the report added. Those arrested held university degrees, while some were government employees and had children. And if found guilty of adultery, those arrested in the crackdowns face being stoned to death. God damn. Now y'all motherfuckers down here be talking about some goddamn capital punishment and all that. Man, motherfucker, you pussy-ass motherfuckers down here, man. Need to kill every bitch on death row right the fuck now. Fuck it, nigga, give me a goddamn grenade. I'll clear every misdemeanor and everybody else out and just blow up the whole goddamn prison. You bitches is wasting taxpayers' money, man. Fuck that shit. I understand, yeah, some of you niggas is not guilty, but oops. Try it on the next go around. We got to clear the prison, goddammit. Shit. Some bullshit. But then y'all see why. You know what I'm saying? You stick your dick in another motherfucker's wife and see what happens. Get your ass stoned to death. If they stoned a couple of niggas over here and a couple of females, yeah, you motherfuckers won't be sticking your dick in nothing no more. It'll be the best fucking marriage of 105 years. Nigga, I've been married 105 years. My damn wife been dead for 45. Bitch, I'm still living on shit and carrying her with me. I ain't getting stoned to death. Shit. Motherfucker stoning your ass to death. Damn. That's crazy. I ain't never heard no shit like that, y'all. But they cut your motherfucking fingers off. Yeah, they cut your hands off over there. You know what I'm saying? You get caught stealing and shit. Yeah, they cut your goddamn hands off. Nah, you steal 3 cannonballs over here, you just get life in prison and become somebody's motherfucking butt partner or vice versa. Man, fuck that whole ass shit. Then you're taking up fucking taxpayers' money and shit. Ain't with that bullshit, man. I'm a kill 'em all type nigga, man. Sorry. I believe in Iran. That's probably why I need to move there, because I believe in your ways. Yeah, drastic but necessary. Because all this lazy fuck shit that we going through over here, letting motherfuckers do this, letting motherfuckers do that and get away with the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying, like it's right. Hell nah, man. You need to lead by our motherfucking whatever the fuck they is, Iranian homeboys. Cut their motherfucking shit off. Lorena Bobber the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. And that bitch gonna motherfucking tighten up. You know what I'm saying? How you gonna rob a nigga with no hands? That nigga got nubs to your neck and shit. Give it up! Motherfucker, didn't you learn the first time, bitch? All right, y'all. Let's go to UK where all the crazy shit happens because a woman not fit to foster two donkeys. It's only crazy shit happens in the UK. The funniest, craziest shit comes out of the motherfucking UK. Am I rushing to the UK? Hell no, unless I get some music. And then I take it over there to blow the fuck up. Anyways, an animal lover from Allendale has been left flabbergasted after her attempt to foster two donkeys failed. Damn, bitch, I hope you ain't got kids, because damn. All you got to do is feed bitches grass, and they own an open field, so what the fuck? The offer of help from Eileen Finn, who lives at Thornley House just outside the village, was turned down by the Donkey Sanctuary charity on the grounds of unsuitability. Yeah, but Mrs. Finn cannot understand the rejection after she offered her time, land, and money to care for the animals. She said, "I adore animals and would love two donkeys in my field. They cost around, I guess that's what the fuck ever, 700 UK bucks, goddammit, each per year to maintain, and was willing to pay that and to build them a shelter in my field." It goes deeper than that, people, so don't even believe in that topside story bullshit, but I ain't going to give you all of it. Take you guys to nothingnewstoday.com and check it out for yourself. But let's go on to Goofy Bone territory, man. We over here in California. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. I'm making the rest of my shows with the names about the Raiders. Didn't the Raiders win? I thought. Hey, didn't the Raiders win? The Raiders beat the Bengals, didn't they? Somebody, anybody? Anybody? I'm just saying, didn't the Oakland Raiders beat the goddamn Cincinnati Bengals? I'm just saying. Am I saying that wrong? You know, somebody giving me a reply. Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Oh, man, we got the Cowboys versus the Raiders. We got, no, I ain't even going to speak on that because I ain't really a Dallas fan. Sorry, brother. Fuck that. I ain't no Oakland fan either. Motherfuck both of them teams. Shit. And Cincinnati Bengals. Shit. Damn, by none of them. Go Sucks. Fucking right. I still represent for the Sucker Nears. I don't give a shit. Them bitches ain't going to win nothing. I know. But, shit. Oh, shit. Hold on, people. We got a harassing caller. Probably calling in about some, I don't know why he calling in, but let me take me a sip of my shit real quick.
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold.
Yeah, me and drink for this motherfucker. Come on.
Just pour the juice in the bottle and
shake them up, shake them up, shake them up. I'm the burning grapefruit juice.
Shake them up. That's a shake them up.
Wow, totally together.
Thunderbird grapefruit juice. Shake them.
Now you get some.
Thunderbird grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
Going to the store right now and getting me some. Yeah. Thunderbird grapefruit juice.
Fucking Teddy J at.
Oh,
fuck
shit.
Fuck that motherfucker up, man. How dare him. He wants to play some shit like that. Because tonight will be fucking Cowgirls Tuesday. On 186.2 radio show.
There you go, people.
Shit.
There it go. It's the football fury has started.
And I'll tell you, Wednesday show will be no Tony Homos here Wednesday on 186.2.
Congratulations.
Damn.
Oh, shit. Hey, you son of a bitch, I gotta finish my news. Y'all finna come tear up my goddamn airlines and shit.
Up.
Oh, hell
right
no.
Here. I'm gonna get that
motherfucker.
Get that motherfucker on the line.
You got goddamn virtual phone wars and shit. You know, go long, catch this.
Get that that motherfucker online.
Some bullshit. Hey, man, if y'all want to call in and be a part of this motherfucking football mayhem, goddammit, or voice the opinion of y'all team, it don't goddamn matter. It's 347-237-5125. Go Suckaneers. We're going to be in the playoffs. We're going to the goddamn Super Bowl. We're going to the Super Bowl. Y'all check us out. And this next year.
Hey, are we going to be in the playoffs? Yeah, we're going to just look for the faders. Cause
just catch it. We're going to be there. I ain't say we're going to be playing, but bitch, we're going to
be there.
Look in the skybox and shit. You'll see the whole fucking team sitting their punk asses up there and shit. You punk ass sucking is. Goddamn faders, too. I don't know what the fuck going on with y'all teams, man. Shit. All right, hold on, people. We got somebody else hailing to come
bring
on.
Bring that motherfucking
goddamn
cowgirl on. I want to fucking pre-show his ass.
Here we go. Here we go, people. We got motherfucking Dallas, Texas in the motherfucking building. Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. What the hell happened? Oh,
what's
okay. 813 fell off. All right, here we go. Saturday, Power Frank today.
The 7th.
I can't wait for Trashy Black Hole to say.
You motherfucker, you.
Man, nobody studying y'all goddamn teams, man. Ain't damn one of you motherfuckers winning shit. Shit.
What the hell, two
0-7 teams. What the hell that's going to do for the league? Shit. Both teams 0-7 and shit.
When we beat you, Teddy, I want you to motherfucking wear a Raiders shirt, motherfucker.
Hell nah.
Oh, God.
In Texas, too, nigga.
I'll wear a Cowboys jersey the next day for the six-figure interview if the Raiders lose.
That's like a plan right there.
Does that sound like a bit right there?
That sounds like a bit.
Y'all hit. Now, y'all hear the talents going down. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me motherfucking know.
Well, fuck Teddy J. If he wants to pull that kind
go
of
ahead.
Shit, motherfucker. I'll talk to you this day.
I told you yesterday, I said, you had to be careful what I'm going to do with my shoulders. We got for the name of Tyler every day.
Okay. Well,
all
right,
y'all.
Right now.
Y'all hear it here first. Let's start the game. All right. The official bet is the fucking Cowboys. What is it? Cowboys versus Raiders?
Yeah. On Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Raiders
all right,
so
we got the Cowboys right here live, people. We right here. Oh, they going back with the throwback jerseys?
I hope so. Shit, that'd be nice.
Throwback uniforms.
But they
yeah,
haven't had a Thanksgiving a game since the 1970s.
Raiders Thanksgiving table Thursday.
Motherfucking said he did. The Raiders are gonna whoop fucking Dallas's ass. Just remember that shit. Live on the motherfucking radio on DJ Smell So Good Starship Smelly Pride. We gonna dump cowgirls for Thanksgiving.
Oh, y'all got the lady screaming and shit, man. The bitch is about to motherfucking jump out. Hey, bitch, bring your ass back
hey,
in. They
want
to talk about football.
Bruce, shout out to Bruce Bob Red Eyes.
Shit, that. Oh, hold on. I got to bring somebody else hailing me and shit. Y'all hold on, people.
No, I was just. Oh, okay. I was just saying.
Beam somebody else in there. 813. My yard, man, fell off, people. You know what I'm saying? Real quick. My landscape professional. Landscape professional fell off for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And, well, goddamn, Google Bone just fell the fuck off. Welcome back, Red Shades, Madison Media Radio, said it, Baby Powder Fresh J, 186 Point Deuce, and of course, Starship Smelly Pride, which is myself, BFs. And, you know, going down real big. I got Tampa, Florida, D-Duh, up in here, 813, you know what I'm saying? My nigga, T-Tony up in the motherfucker. Wait a minute, what they call you, Tony? Gangsta Pimp 3009. With the kung fu grip for them hoes. Oh, he ain't want to wear that title, ladies. I'm sorry. I was trying to get that to him, but he ain't want to wear it, you know. It's all good, though. It's all good. You know what I'm
yeah. Saying? Yeah. Hey, I'm just checking in, man. I'm still in the house.
This nigga here, he on. You must be in space with me. Your time delay is longer than a motherfucker.
Oh, man.
You must be listening to this shit online or something, because, damn.
Yeah, I'm just sitting back listening, checking everything out, man. You know how we do it.
Yeah,
on Trey Funk.
Okay.
They said, pass the blunt.
Look like it's about to rain today, though. It look like it's raining on that side.
About to rain, man. It's 100% in my backyard here.
Damn, he says 100%. Like, bitch, that
100%,
means raining, nigga. Shit. That means
raining. You know,
shit.
I is in Florida. You might be on west side and it's dry the bone. You get to the east side, boy, it's kind of running.
Listen, people, we have an experiment down here. Shit, you fucking not. You can go to the University of South Florida. Make this a project when you motherfuckers come down here to Tampa and do this experiment. Watch, just go any given goddamn day. You can go by University of South Florida. That bitch is over 10 miles, you know what I'm saying, in any direction long. That's how big fucking USF is. But this bitch will have only on their campus rain. There will be, it is raining, it will be rain just on their campus. I mean, you can walk, like, across the, stand on the city sidewalk, and you will not fucking get wet. It is like they create rain. These bitches done learn how to manipulate weather, and they make it rain right on their motherfucker, on the University of South Florida campus. I done rode several times, you know what I'm saying, down Fowler Avenue, stopped, got out my motherfucking car, and have actually been half me getting wet and half me motherfucking dry. No fucking bullshit. Do the motherfucking experiment when you bitches get down here so you don't think I'm sitting blowing smoke in your ass or something. But, yeah, that's some true shit, man. And bitches do be manipulating weather and all that shit, so you don't think that shit can happen, keep your motherfucking mind closed and let them keep doing it. Straight up. Anybody ever been this desperate?
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
Okay. I don't drink beer like that, but, yeah. It might have been some gin under that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit. We might have had to talk. All right, let me finish my shit out, y'all, because I only got 29 minutes up in this bitch. All right, we're going to Bolivia. Shouts out. Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. I almost skipped over dirty-ass California. I mean, yeah. California. Getting dirty may be the answer to good health. Okay. Yeah, I mean, shit, that's why black folks is healthier than a motherfucker, because what? Kids are dirtier than a bitch. Yeah, that's real. For parents too stretched to make sure their offspring are perfectly turned out at... What? That sounds gay. Hold on. For parents too stretched out to make sure their offspring are perfectly turned out at all times... What the fuck is turned out? Don't that mean you turn a nigga out or turn a bitch out, they turn their ass gay?
That's
okay.
To me.
That's what I thought. But it may just be scientific cover they've been waiting for. They will now be able to answer the disapproving toots of their more fastidious friends by pointing to research which gives biological backing to the old age that the more germs a child is exposed to during early childhood, the better their immune system in later life. Researchers from the School of Medicine at the University of California found that being too clean could impair the skin's ability to heal. Man, what the fuck ever? Bitch. All right, they trying to cover up for dirtiness. They trying to say that all the motherfucking bums on the street are going to be the cleanest motherfuckers out there. You know what I'm saying? And in the end, they're the only ones going to live and shit. All right, y'all bitches better go throw some mud on your face or something. That shit's crazy. Anyways, man, I don't know what the hell Cali's smoking on besides that goofy bone shit. You know what I'm saying? But that don't sound right. Wash your ass, people. Don't believe in that. Wash your ass. You will catch some fucking diseases by not washing your motherfucking ass. Ugh. Can't even fathom the thought. Anyway, let's go to Bolivia, y'all. Where the worst police sketch ever still catches a man. It had to be a black man, because, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all you do is put a black dot on a piece of paper, and that's the bolo that they go out looking for. Niggers on bicycles. Go, 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 go. Right, 50 niggas later getting picked up, thrown in the paddy wagon. Nigga, I was going to my grandma's house and shit. Nigga, I got her insulin in my pocket. Damn. I wasn't even by the crime and shit. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, some have compared it to the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz. Damn. While others wondered how hard it could be to find a man who apparently does not have ears. Yeah, but it's police in Bolivia who may have yet have the last laugh, because Bolivian authorities released this crudely drawn e-fit of the man believed to have taken part in the murder of a taxi driver in March. The driver, named by earnest Bolivian newsreaders as Rafael Vargas, was set upon by several people in what police said could be a drugs-related murder or a crime of passion. All right, so that means it's gay. All right. You should be shot in your ass anyways, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Some miracle, they actually managed to capture a murder suspect using what may well be the worst e-fit in the entire world. What the fuck is an e-fit? Anybody, what the fuck is an e-fit? Said it, I'm always online, baby powder fresh, Jake. Okay, let me ask myself the same question then, since apparently I'm talking to my motherfucking self. What kind of shit is this? What kind of shit? Oh, said it done fell off. My bad. That was 813 with all this damn noise in the background. Man, what the hell is going on, son? You cleaning your house up or something? Oh, you is. My bad. Shout out my own boy, Landscape Guru, up in this motherfucker, man. Y'all need to come down here. Oh, hell, he'll come to you, you know what I'm saying, for the right price. My dog will motherfucking shit fly a lawnmower to your ass, cut your shit down. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do. Keep it real, keep it true. All right, y'all, I'm finna wrap this up. I got two left. Two left. Two left and we out the door. Well, three left and we out the door. Make this quick. Let's go to, shouts out to Easy Rider, because we in Pennsylvania, you know what I'm saying? We in Bradford, actually. We're a lost family of three. Were found after night in the forest. What the hell is wrong with you white people? Other dude just got lost the other day for being in the motherfucking swamps where he ain't never ever been in his goddamn life, had no fucking training. What the fuck was you doing out there? Talking about he got lost. He had to eat bullfrogs and all some other shit. How the fuck you knew what the fuck he was eating? Alright, people. With a cell phone, mind you now, this dumb man had a cell phone on him. Supposedly lost in the woods. Bitch, please. Alright. A husband, wife, and their 9-year-old son were found after spending the night lost in the Allegheny National Forest in northwestern Pennsylvania. State police say the three weren't injured. Their names weren't released because they're assholes, and probably stupidity laws prevent us releasing their names. But police say they're from Curry in nearby Erie County. Relatives alerted police after the family didn't return from hiking. They were last seen about 2 p.m. Sunday and were located about 1:45 p.m. Monday, though police and forest officials didn't say how they were found. Basically, they probably finally figured out that the goddamn cell phone that the 9-year-old stupid motherfucker wasn't supposed to bring, because they were supposed to be roughing it like you crazy ass motherfucking crackers be doing. And we're going to just go rough it. Shit, bitch, come to the hood if that's the case. Come to Tampa if you want to rough it. All right, you ain't got to go to the wilderness, goddamn it. I can show you the wild if you want to fucking survive. Yeah. All right, anyways. Let's go to Los Angeles, dog. We back in California. Well, guess what? Man finds his long-lost dad is Charles the fuck Manson. Who the fuck would want to find that out? Who the fuck? I would not want to find that out. But, yeah, a man has spoken of his anguish after discovering his long-lost father is apparently the notorious serial killer Charles Manson. Yeah, Matthew Roberts, 41, tracked down his biological mother after she put him up for adoption in 1968. But he sank into depression after the woman revealed his dad is none other than the jailed cult leader. Yeah, Mr. Roberts' real mother claimed he was born after Manson raped her in a drug-fueled orgy in 1967. I don't think it was rape. If it was a drug-fueled orgy in 1967. Yeah. I don't think the pussy was taken. I think the drugs had something to do with it. But hey, you know. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to Debbie Daly up in there. Debbie, you just missed some of this good news, girl. You know what I'm saying? But Debbie is a MILF. I would have to put that out to the world. Sorry, she's a chilf, actually. Cheerleader. I love to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, I can't do the MILF. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to mothers out there. But, you know, it's what we do. This last one, y'all, I'm just going to read this straight naked. You know what I'm saying? That means with no music, that is. I know y'all ladies out there like, ooh. Turn the tiny chat on. You know, baby, I can't be on tiny chat if I take my clothes off. You know what I'm saying? Should he said that, I know. Anyways, y'all, Mussolini's blood and brain, yeah, are for sale on eBay. Not Martin Luther King, not Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? Not motherfucking Hotep, not Confucius, not anybody smart that done motherfucking passed. No, Mussolini's fucking blood and brain are for sale on eBay. Yeah, remnants of the Italian dictator Benito Mussolini in the form of his brain and blood were to be offered up to the highest bidder on eBay, the Times of London reported. Alessandra Mussolini, the far-right Italian politician and granddaughter of the fascist dictator, told Italian police that the preserved remains of the body were stolen from a hospital in Milan. Why? Okay. Where Mussolini's autopsy was conducted, the Italian leader, once known as Il Duce, was killed at the end of the World War II. Why the fuck his body was still goddamn laying around preserved? I don't motherfucking know. That don't even sound right to me, but that's what the fuck y'all do. Y'all preserve shit just like you got motherfuckers' brains still frozen and shit because they want to wait, you know what I'm saying, 20, 30 years and try to bring back the DNA out of motherfuckers' brain to recreate that person and shit. You motherfuckers are diabolically stupid and, yeah, ignoramuses. But, all right, that's some crazy shit, y'all. eBay need to be shot for that shit, too. Damn, I mean, you can buy an asshole on eBay. Nigga, I bought Michael Jackson's ass off of eBay. Well, they only had one cheek left. You know what I'm saying? So I bought the black cheek. You know what I'm saying? The other dude bought the white cheek. You know. Oh, R.I.P. to my nigga Mike, though. You know, R.I.P. to my nigga Mike. No disrespect, dog. You know? But shit, at least I ain't trying to make money off of you like everybody goddamn else is. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all heard about the motherfucking awards. These punk-ass bitches done gave 4 awards to Michael Jackson. The fuck for? The man got 1 million goddamn awards. And what you finna do? Put these bitches around his gravesite? They shitted on Jamie Foxx. They shitted on a lot of Maxwell. They shit on a lot of people who really been putting their grind in this year. You know what I'm saying? To really that deserve these awards, man. And they shitted on them. I ain't taking nothing away from Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? But to jump on that RIP bandwagon bullshit so we can still make some motherfucking money like y'all did off that whole-ass, gay-ass, this-is-it fucking movie, please. That's some fucking bullshit. They lied. They told us the movie was only supposed to show in select cities for 2 weeks, and they ain't gonna take that shit off the motherfucking map. 2 weeks later, now they talking about some, oh, it's received rave reviews. Now we're finna release it all over the country. Oh, man, what the hell, Lever? That's some bullshit. That's that bullshit. That's all I can say what it is. It's that bullshit. So we back live, you know what I'm saying, in the motherfucking building. Let me see if I got this up real quick. Shouts out my nigga Six Figures, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get it to a little cut real quick so I can cool the fuck off, you know. Shouts out to everybody on the bridge. Yeah.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin with that, like that shit though. Shouts out Six Figures, man. We up in this bitch live. Big up Las Vegas, Nevada, Sacramento, Jose. We in 8-1 trade, baby, all the way around the world. It's time for Indie Tuesday. That's what we do here, man. Yeah.
Like a yellow mile, come and holla at a G. Yeah, I'm so fresh, so clean, that's me. Let's hop in the Chevy and go see a couple things. Your nigga at home, he ain't fresh like me. Sitting on the couch, hating on the G. He can't do the things that I do, yeah, I mean. Popping these tags on the bitch, that's me. Las Vegas crap tables, I do big things. Yeah, I'm so wet like a Wingstop wing. The nigga getting high cause this bitch on my team. Finna crack open, ching ching, get the cheese. Her girlfriend's choosing, man, they all want a G. It's all good with me, shorty, just cash cheap. Yellow bitch, pretty fit, ooh, that's me. But still play a bitch hard like Nintendo Wii. I don't give a fuck, ooh, I'm fresh and I'm clean.
What? You see, I never met no chick like you. To do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Hey mama, come on, let's get it. You know I'm about to cheat, so you gotta get with it. I know your mind's killing me, but I ain't even tripping. Money on my mind, that's my Greyhound ticket. Take it to the bathroom, yeah, you know I'm digging. Like a shovel in the dirt, yeah, that's digging. On the pavement, hard grinding like John Riggins. Got young bras popping pills, yeah, they dizzy. Want they baby shit, woke up, that's the business. Yellow bras get money, come and get with it. I'm not gonna stop till I get to the top. Vroom, vroom, fast, Talladega, I rock. Trademark bitch like the rich got stock. Reaching to my pockets, man, I keep a little guap. Your nigga at home like a first round flop. Hating on me, cause he'll never be me. What?
You see, I never met no chick like you. To do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Shorty, I'm the business, what's with it? In the parking lot, man, I whip it. Come to this money, man, you know I can't get it. Your nigga at home hate me, yeah, I'm with it. He's drinking E&J, Palmer, son, I'm not with it. Broke-ass nigga, I drink, yeah, come get with it. Your bitch on my team, so smooth, I'm grinning. You're blowing up a phone, that button, she in it. In the bedroom, got your girl dumb bending. Seven deuce dolphins, so you know I'm dumb winning. My game is so smooth, like a smoothie, I'm blending. Swag so tough, in the scene like a buck. Yeah, Jay Bettis getting bitches, play lettuce. They niggas straight sweated, Lex Luger, I flex it. In the baddest box, getting money big like Texas. More power rapping than you haters need to exit. Why?
You see, I never met no chick like you. To do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Thanks, Kimono.
Nigga, Six Figures right there, you know what I'm saying? Doing real big. And let me get into one more little drop, man. Let y'all know where I'm from.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old candy for you. Sleepy jail on the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tampa, bitch.
Yeah, don't forget, man, I got Pervert Wednesday coming up. You know what I'm saying? Pervert Wednesday. Right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. So for all my perverts and pervert asses out there, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to come on through. This is wanna be you know, this is like one of my beginning shows. If y'all met me, like Goofy Bone knew me from day fucking one, you know what I'm saying? I started out with the sucking and fucking shows and all that until I got banned for 3 weeks and I had to, you know, cut that shit down. Cause, you know, got to a little sexually explicit, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we're going to have SOS Wednesdays. We're going to run that shit back, you know what I'm saying? It's adults-only program, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. I don't do that late-night shit. I'm a freak all fucking day, you know what I'm saying? So if you like to come through and talk some shit, you know what I'm saying, let your hair down, pubic hairs or above, you know what I'm saying? It's going down because we will be showing you some love. Come on through, you know what I'm saying? Do what it do. Yeah, that's how I'm talking about. I got to play another classic, man, because, well, no, fuck that. I was finna play that What's Up. But we going to go ahead and keep this motherfucker going into the current, you know what I'm saying, to where we're currently at. So, yeah. Shouts out to Goofy Bone, Straight Loc Records, you know what I'm saying, Straight Loc Records, because we handling beers up in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Let's go. 11 minutes left. Going over to 186 Deuce, blogtalkradio.com/186Deuce. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, man. Call in, holler at my, holler at my dog, 347-324-5265. All artists, man, y'all need to fuck with us because we're doing this shit live each and every day. Come on.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with that blunt rolled up. Keep it burning, east side of the day, man, home of the tank. If you try to get fucked, yes, you will get sprayed. These dudes around here, man, they don't play. They don't follow any rules, they do shit their way. Straight Loc Records, man, we push it to the limit. We gon' keep on hustling to our money to the ceiling. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. It's a month, trying to get in my way. You'll see the bottom of my truck. Don't even try to disrespect. Straight Loc Records in the house, and you know we breaking necks. We taking over the scene when we hit the building. The ladies all chucking, and I got the feeling. Buying out the bar, that's what I do best. When you're a boss in your city, you can't settle for less. Handling your business and putting some work. And if a fool got problems, you better leave them in some dirt. We ride to the
Got caught up, y'all, with a conversation with a Kilf. chili that I love to fuck. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to put her names out there because she's still a MILF to somebody. You know what I'm saying? But you know your name, Debbie. Y'all know I don't give a shit, man. I'm live on the radio. Everything we do here is uncut, uncensored, unscripted radio. You know what I'm saying? Middle finger to the MF and the MA radio. I don't, y'all bitches don't even deserve me to say y'all shit right. This is what y'all bitches get. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You can call goddamn, y'all already know I gotta call Moles real quick. See what's up with Moles, man.
Flaming Moles.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
Oh, shit. He was actually in the bar. Y'all gotta watch out when y'all be prank calling, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you got motherfuckers who be listening, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. And then they go ahead and get with you, you know? So you don't need that, man. Hey, for all my impotent motherfuckers out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you can't get it up, or if you can get it up and you're shooting blanks after blanks after blanks, I got a little solution for you, you know what I'm saying? Need to holler at my peoples. Real Big will send me this promo for all you motherfucking limp dick motherfuckers out there, you know what I'm saying? Or for you shriveled up ovary ass females out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. If your shit looking like raisins.
Have you seen what vaginas look like after birth? No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble.
Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet?
I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right, babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully, and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box, overnight. Guaranteed.
That's real. You know what I'm saying? If you motherfuckers out there looking for a new car, like my mama just bought a new car. She ain't buying from Big Bills, but, you know, this is for all y'all up north people, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to you.
Brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food. It's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore. If you're coming up buy a new car this weekend, you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal.
Cars that break down.
Speed.
If you think you're going to find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass.
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker.
You'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed.
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass.
You heard us right.
Shove it up your ugly ass.
Bring your tray.
Bring your tie.
Bring your wife.
We'll fuck her.
That's right. We'll fuck your wife.
Because it's Big Bill Hell.
You're fucked 6 ways from Sunday.
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell.
Home of challenge kissing.
That's right. Challenge kissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's Car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland.
Hi, I'm B.J. Smith. In my long and illustrious 3-year career as a chopper pro football, I whooped some serious ass and got paid for it. They didn't call me death in tight pants for nothing. When you have such a rewarding career maiming others as I have, you know how to stay fit. Through running, wrestling, stuffing 20s down panties of foxy strippers, firearm training, nasal suit, and beating the hell out of your fellow man. That's what keeps me healthy. And now, using training methods I perfected, it's going to work for you. With BJ's Fit for Football, watch those pounds fall off. I'm down to 300 pounds using exactly the method I demonstrated on tape. I mean, who are you going to trust to get you fit? A man who can rip your arm off and beat you with the wet end? Or some aerobics instructor who wouldn't get drafted by the local hopscotch team? Hell no. BJ's Fit for Football, out now on Beta and VHS.
This time for the hottest show on all the internet is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good and international co-host Mrs. Tasha Triple X.
That's real, man. Sending shots out one more again to my international co-host from Perth, Australia. She's up in Toronto, Canada, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. And that's how we do. Oh, yeah, they're my motherfucking sponsors, y'all. If y'all ain't know what the fuck was going on, you know what I'm saying, we get paid, you know what I'm saying, for these motherfucking commercials, y'all. You know, Yeah, I'm a natty birth. You know what I'm saying? I'm a natural birth, a.k.a. natty birth. Shouts out all my C-section babies, all my C babies out there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. All my S babies, stillborns. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And, hey, I got to, you know, feel sorry for y'all, man. But, hey, that's how we do it, people. We was wrapping up the show. Let me give my last condolences. What was that? No, that's when you say sad shit, ain't it? Well, fuck it. Let me give my peace outs to every goddamn body. Peace out to my motherfucking self, Starship Smelly Pride, a.k.a. DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP. That's fight the power for the people and fuck the police. You know what I'm saying? Or fuck them pussy-ass haters from Millgate Walkie. You know what I'm saying? And big ups to 186 Point Deuce. Set it, motherfucking baby powder fresh Jake to the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th power. I don't know. They got like 30 names. Of course, y'all look out for Red Shades. You know what I'm saying? She's taking over a university near you. You know what I'm saying? Getting her studies on. Y'all look out for the new mixtapes and singles all in the streets. Plus the videos, man. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big for all any artists. And, of course, the Kilf. You know what I'm saying? That's the chili I love to fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's Miss Debbie Daly, y'all. Yeah, it's going down real big. Appreciate you coming up on here, DD. You know what I'm saying? That's double decker. You know what I'm saying? Double dope. Or is that a bra size, DD? You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'll figure it out later, y'all. It's going now. We're getting up out of the building. Going over to 186 Point Deuce Worldwide Radio. Tickle the Pickle Tuesday. And we're going to hold down real big, man, with my dog Goofy Bone. That's real. So we out of the building. You know what I'm saying? We're going to end the show with my artist, Miss Jod New. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big because you already know. Nigga got a mean swag. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Peace out, people. Much love to you. And remember, comes to the news, man. Don't believe shit I say. Go read it for your motherfucking self. That's real. Peace. Daddy, I peep you. I'm so excited to see you. Can't wait till I greet you. I can tell that you're the real man. Off top, by the way, you shook my hand. Nothing like some freak dudes that can be so rude. I think you're the gentleman. We can make the best friends. If you got me in the front, then I got you in the end. I'm a down tight chick, and I'm in it to win. I wanna be on your team. I'm talking to you and me. There ain't no I and we. No telling what we can be. You can run your real estate, and I'll lock down music. When it comes to these lyrics, and it goes exquisite. Yeah, I respect your grind. I want your heart to be mine. But when it comes to quality time, please give me all attention. Cause if not, see, that's way slipping. See, that's way slipping. Yeah, he did it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels sitting on the black and grill. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels sitting on the black and grill. Shoulders. I like the way he work. He used to be a freak king, but now he got his own soul. He's a great leader, and every dude wanna see him. And his name rang bells, be like Dave Chappelle. And every time he speaks, everybody pay attention. If we are army, you the number one lieutenant. I hope that you listen when I'm speaking my words. I just said a verb, I think his style is superb. And every time he look at me, he make me feel like, ooh, it must be a luxury for him to be around me. I like the way you kick your game, baby, use a cane. Yeah, you the false man. Yeah, he did it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he did it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, house hustler. All with street guys. It's pretty soon. Holy corner, rip that bag. I would have thought supposed to do. You wanna shine, stand new. Even got them bounty hunters looking out for you. And oh, you came from home. Police even tapped the phone. I wish they leave.
be in my lawn, but I don't want no drama. Cause what you do is coming back, double karma. No, I ain't got no time to be coming to your court date. You locked up, you even missed that son's birthday. You always in the street, living with your homeboy. You don't hardly spend no time, all you want is going grind. I don't want a real man, gon' respect my mind. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. He said he got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, I like it sad, ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like it sad, ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like it sad, ooh, he got a mean swag.